Well, Malfoy, it looks like I finally have you to myself. Expelliarmus, silencio. Don't even think about trying to pick that up. Oh, and don't bother running either. They still haven't bewitched the doors to prevent them from being locked. This is sounding awfully familiar, isn't it, Draco? The only difference this time is that you're going to do exactly as I tell you, without me having to cast an unforgivable curse on you. What's that? Are you trying to say something? You can't? What a shame. That second charm I cast on you is one I picked up from Professor Flitwick, and it's a particularly interesting one. It's rendered you temporarily mute, given how much you talked the last time we were in a bathroom. I thought I'd spare myself the agony of listening to you again. I'm much more content with silence. It's why I like the library so much. I spend an awful lot of time in there, and believe me when I tell you that I know a whole host of spells which I could use on you if I really had to. Far more excruciating and painful spells than the simple ones I've used so far. I'd much rather that I didn't have to, though. It's much more fun for me if you obey me. Obey me like the obedient little boy that you are. Good boy. Don't worry. I know you're a mighty pure blood, and I wouldn't allow you to lower yourself to being pleasured from a filthy mudblood again. Oh no. I have something very special planned for you, Malfoy. I've brought you a little muggle toy of mine to play with today. It's called a vibrator, and they're a big seller in the muggle world. You put batteries in them. You remember those from your muggle studies class, right? And when you switch it on, it starts to vibrate all on its own. And then you just slip it inside you. It feels, well, rather amazing, actually. Why wizards have never come up with their own magical equivalent is quite beyond me. Unfortunately for you, technology like batteries doesn't work at Hogwarts, which is a real shame. But even without the vibrating element, this works as well as a dildo. And guess what? It's going inside you. Now, get on your knees and open wide, Draco. I want you to suck on this toy before it goes inside you. Actually, I don't want you to. I expect you to. There you go. Let's just put it in your mouth and get it nice and wet. Don't try and resist. This isn't for my benefit. It's for yours. I'm not cruel. I know that if I just tried to ram it inside you right now, it would hurt a lot. So get it nice and coated in your spit. The wetter, the better. Maybe just gag on it a little too, so you know what that sounds like. Goodness knows a girl will never gag on yours. Come Malfoy. I know you can do better than that. Really go for it. Wrap your tongue around it and work that shaft. You might surprise yourself and learn a few tips to show Crabbe and Goyle back in the Slytherin common room. I think that's enough. Let me just take that out of your mouth and look at it. It's dripping wet. That's perfect. Now get up off the floor and bend over the sink. I'm going to put you in your place. Let me just hike up your robe. Here, let me throw it all the way up over your face. Not so fun when the shoe's on the other foot now, is it, Malfoy? Let me just yank your pants down. Spread your legs a little wider. And slip this inside you. It's almost as if we've done this all before. How's that, Malfoy? Well, that's just the very tip. Do you like that? I hope it's not too sore just yet. Because I want you to take it all. I know you can. I'll just slide it in and out, slowly, for now, at least, and spread your cheeks a little with my fingers. I want you to feel as uncomfortable as you made me feel. I want you to feel the same shame that I did as you violated me. I'm not a cruel person, Draco. I'm really not. But I want you to remember this moment. Every single time you're too sore to sit on the stools in class. And I want you to feel burning embarrassment when you have to lie to the professors about why you can't. There's no way you'd admit to being violated by a disgusting muggle-born like me now, would you? Oh, imagine what Daddy would say. Just imagine his face as if he could see you right now, spread over a sink with a big dildo halfway up your arse. Oh, I wish I'd borrowed Colin's camera so I could have sent him a few pictures. I definitely think he'd have disowned you for that, don't you? Oh my, your cock's rock hard. Harder than you managed to get it last time. I can see it quivering as I slide this dildo in and out. Are you actually enjoying this? Wow. And you had the nerve to call me filthy. Okay, I think that's quite enough of that. I want you to lie down on the floor with your legs spread wide in the air. Keep the dildo in though. And don't you dare push it out, or I'll use a charm to keep it up there. Start playing with your dick now, Draco. Don't bother with slow strokes. Jump straight to the fast, furious ones. We both know you don't last very long anyway. I bet you thought our last encounter would break me, didn't you? That I'd become a shell of a person I used to be. Maybe even that I'd recoil when I saw you, flooded with memories of what had happened. Well, I didn't. Not even close. It made me stronger. It made me realize just how slimy and disgusting you are deep down. How weak and pathetic you are to have to use an unforgivable curse and rape somebody to make yourself feel big. But now I'm the one in control. Do you know what? From up here, you're the one that looks pretty small. I want you to come now, Draco. And for your final punishment, you're going to smile and enjoy it as you come all over your face. Don't look so horrified. It's a privilege, remember? Don't stop stroking until you come, or I'll use a spell to finish you off, and I can assure you it'll hurt a lot. more than your hand will. Slide closer to that wall and push your legs higher in the air. Good boy. I want you to position yourself so your cock is pointed right at your face. Open your mouth like the filthy little boy that you are and stick your tongue out. I want you to catch every single drop. After all, you're pure blood. We wouldn't want any of that precious cast off to go to waste now, would we? As soon as you start to come, I want you to stop stroking and move your hand off your dick. You don't deserve the pleasure of a good orgasm. I want it totally ruined. Come for me, Draco. Feel your ass clench around that dildo and enhance the pleasure of it all. I want you to come harder than you've ever come before and totally cover your face. Come for me. And I don't care if it goes everywhere, in your hair or your eyes, or even if it dribbles and makes a mess on your robe. It's a badge of honor, remember? That's it. That silencio spell will wear off soon enough. Until then, just lock yourself in a stall and think about your life and the terrible choices you make to end up in this situation. Oh, you can keep that dildo. And the next time you think about raping a girl to make yourself feel better, use it to go and fuck yourself instead.